This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Russia had to be forced to make peace as President Vladimir Putin wanted to fight and war was coming back to Russia after Moscow had taken it to other countries. The Ukrainian leader, speaking in his nightly address, said Kyiv's major cross-border assault into the western region of Kursk was a matter of security for Ukraine, and Kyiv had captured areas from where Russia had launched strikes. His top commander said on Monday Ukraine controlled 1,000 square kilometers of Russian territory, far larger than the figures given by Russian officials. The White House said on Monday the U.S. has boosted its military posture in the Middle East while warning an Iran-backed attack on Israel could come soon. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says it's tough to tell right now what an attack by Iran or its proxies might look like.
We have to be prepared for what could be a significant set of attacks.
Kirby spoke a day after the Pentagon ordered a guided missile sub to the Middle East and told the Lincoln Carrier Strike Group to get there more quickly amid soaring tensions and fears of retaliation after the killings of Hamas's political chief and a senior Hezbollah commander. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Greece's worst wildfire this year spread into the Athens suburbs on Monday, forcing hundreds of people to flee as it torched trees, homes, and cars, choked busy roads with smoke and ash. The government called for help from fellow EU members to tackle the fire burning out of control for a second day, fanned by gale force winds that pushed it from hills north of the